you guys back here. Okay, because Zorik was walking. And then I have here, it's next to each other. How's that? Does that sound okay? This is how I pictured it. There's a road this way, there's a road this way. Maybe there's a building over here, but this is a lot of open space. This is the main building of the entire village. And then the three people are standing up here on kind of like a little porch.
Okay.
Maybe like three steps up.
Where and the three people who stepped in front of me?
They'd be right here.
Okay.
Do you want me to add them?
I mean, unless if you think they're going to be
a consequential. If okay. they can push past, they're fine.
Okay.
They're actually not going to be a threat.
Okay. Then I would, yeah, I would just push past and Guiding Bolt at number two.
Okay. So Guiding Bolt at number two, I'll let you have that sneak attack, and then everybody else is going to roll initiative, and then we'll start from there.
That's my initiative.
One?
One total.
Oh, good, because you'll go at the top, and then you'll be the last.
Yeah. Like a good cleric. 12.
All right. Yes, please. Oh, would you like? I'll start it. I'll type you in. What do you got?
An 18.
An 18.
I'll keep mine. I'll keep my one. I don't care.
Okay. Alric got a one. Zorik got a...
10.
10. Legatha got a...
14.
14. Grizzly got a...
14.
14. Simon got a...
22.
22?
You're rolling in ice.
I've been rolling good today. Mm-hmm.
You have.
Mm-hmm. I know. Dice have been kind.
All right.
And a 12 on Guiding Bolt DM.
Oh.
12 to hit.
12 to hit?
Yeah.
Ooh. You got him.
Really?
You got him.
Oh, beautiful. Fuck him. Ooh. 21.
21?
21 damage. 6, 6, holy 5, and 4
shit.
On 46s.
Shit.
Ooh.
Good. Fuck him in the face.
Wow.
What?
Combat was deadly. Not anymore.
Right in the face. God. That's where I want my Guiding Bolt to hit him. Right in the face.
In the face.
The one who pointed and said, kill him.
Kill him.
Right in the face. Kill that, asshole.
All right. Okay. 1A just got hit. All right. Now we start our actual initiative. Simon, you are up first. What would you like to do? Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay. You're far away, but do you have an area of effect one? Something that has an area of effect?
That just that a whole area or one?
That can hit all three of them.
Yes, I do.
Which one do you have? What do you have?
Okay. I have to look at them because I don't know them by heart. But I have a couple
perfect.
Of them.
Perfect. Ice knife.
A couple of spells. I think.
Perfect ice knife.
Magic missile.
Magic missile is an auto hit. You can use it.
Okay.
It's only going to hit. Well, you can space it out between all of them, or you can focus all of the missiles on one person. Whatever you prefer.
I'd rather try, like, weaken them all. So, to all three.
All three. So,
yeah.
How many missiles is it? It's three?
Three of them.
Okay. And
that's
how
why.
Much damage is for each one?
It deals 1d4. Plus one force damage to its target.
Per dart.
Per target.
Per target, yeah.
Per dart.
A d4 plus one three times.
Oh, big deal. Two. Can I go another one?
Yes.
Five.
Excellent.
Yeah, that one I liked. Two.
Two. Excellent. Alrighty.
Okay.
Next up is Scarlet. And after that is Adam.
So I'm going to use my action because I still look like one of them.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, for a little while longer. I'm going to use my action to move up 30 feet, like, closer to Ulrich to make it look like I'm going to...
Stop him.
Stop him.
Sure.
30. Perfect. So I move. I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts. I wanted to do it on two.
Number two. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So do I get anything from them?
So surface thoughts, right? Is the first step?
First is surface thoughts.
So the first thing...
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, that's on my next one. You have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 15?
My DC is 14.
Okay. So you don't get anything the first round you cast it?
No, I do.
But I saved.
No, you don't... From what I understand, you don't roll the wisdom saving throw until I do it on that same person a second time. Probe deeper into their thoughts.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like you get surface level thoughts first.
Yeah.
And then...
And then I save, and then it's...
Then it's like deeper thoughts, deeper feelings.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, so question. So should I roll that for this turn or for the next turn?
For the next one, unless I decide to move it, because then I'll just get surface level thoughts on the next person.
So you automatically get surface level thoughts. Mm-hmm. Oh, apologies. Okay, I thought I had to roll the first time. So, the first thing that you think is more, I don't know how to say it, but it's more of like, stop them before these people start questioning.
Okay.
They're more of like, if we don't control this quickly, we will lose control. Like, okay. We need to stop them before we lose control.
Okay, good. So, I have that information. For my bonus action, I'm going to throw a bardic inspiration at Ulrich, and I'm going to sing him that information.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's good.
So he has 1d6 for 10 minutes.
Many thanks.
That's my turn.
Right. Oh, I love it.
Nice.
That was a nice storytelling element. Okay. So, now, Adam, you're up.
I'll move up behind him.
So, yeah, that was his.
Yeah,
yep.
Fought with that fight.
So how many? 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Is that the limit?
I think, yeah, you have 30 feet.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's it.
So you have a couple options here. You can now dash and do another 30, or you could see if you have anything to throw.
I'll throw a javelin.
Okay.
But I'll probably miss, right?
Well, how far away is it?
A javelin, I have, what, between 60 to 120?
So you can throw it, but with disadvantage. Or you can just choose, because it's 45 feet away, you could dash right now,
right?
Do another 30, and then you're only 15 feet away.
But then I wait a turn, right?
So right now, you wouldn't be able to attack.
Right.
But if you move 30, next round, you could still move 15 feet and then attack. All right,
no problem.
It might be the best bet to just run, charge them, instead of rolling disadvantage for a spear.
Okay.
Yeah. Then this way you're super close and you'll just be able to, right there.
Gotcha.
You got it. You got it. Okay. So now, Lagatha, you're up. Mm-hmm. Next is Zoric.
All right. Let's see. Oh, I'm all the way back there.
Yeah. You could do the same thing that Adam did, and you can do a double dash, or you could move up 30 and then cast your spell, because your spell is ranged.
I know. I got two that are ranged, but I don't want to hit them.
With what?
I don't want to hit them.
No, it's a target.
Okay.
Because you're tiny. You got little legs.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You can't. So I can try to get...
Line of sight? Perfect.
Yeah. That's excellent. And try not to hurt everybody else.
No, perfect.
Okay. Let's see. Let's take this out for a spin. Ice knife?
Oh, shit.
What is the range? Should I mess up? Is the range... It's far, right?
Oh.
How far is it?
60.
I think you're within 60.
You're just within 60.
60, yep. Yeah.
I can do it. It's 60. Okay. Excellent. All right, let me cast it.
To roll to hit.
Yeah. Oh. 17.
Excellent.
Ooh.
So the guy in the middle takes the dagger... So...
Is it guy in the middle or is it one?
Don't they have to do...
Because it's...
No, it's a roll to hit.
Right. Mm.
So the roll to hit for the actual knife, which is the 1d10, that hit. So roll that damage.
Okay. 10.
10, excellent.
All right.
So that is 10 damage to the guy in the middle.
Okay.
Now, as the blade of the ice explodes and shatters,
right.
All of them have to make a save.
Dex save.
Yes. What's the DC?
12.
Okay. So, number one, Dex. She got a 19. Number two, 13. And number three, 8. So, number three is going to take all the damage.
Uh-huh.
But I need you to roll the damage.
The 1d10 again?
No. As it explodes, it's like 2d6, I think. You got to check the spell. Yep, 2d6 cold damage.
Okay.
So roll me 2d6, yeah.
5.
So 5 more damage.
Mm-hmm.
So number 3 is going to take all 5, and then the other one are going to take 2 each. Mm-hmm. See, it's such a fun spell! Sorry. I love Ice Knife. Okay, that was Lagatha. Sorek, you are up!
Alrighty. So I'm going to move up 30 feet, and then...
Oh, no, wait. I can still do that because I have an action. Bonus action, Starlight Step.
Okay.
So I'm going to teleport another 30 feet.
Ooh.
30. And then I still have my action, which is going to be Sacred Flame on number 1.
Okay.
So, deck save, DC 11. You made it.
20.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Sorry about that. Is it all or nothing?
It's all or nothing, yeah. It's a cantrip.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's all I could really do at that point.
No, you did great. What are you talking about? You did great. Okay. All right, their turn. So, number 1 is going to make a spell attack. Because you did a lot of damage... I'm actually going to say it's number 2 who's going to do it, because you're the one who
hit the distance.
He's going to go to attack you.
How?
It's a spell attack.
Oh.
13?
My armor class is 15.
All right, miss. Number 1 is going to go to Ulrich. Does an 8 hit you?
Fuckers.
What crap rolls? Number 3 is going to look at you.
Moi.
Alright.
Okay.
Moi.
Yes. I'm using you up.
And I just want to make sure the range here. Yeah. Rosie, can you count for me? 30 feet from number 3?
25. Wait, Ulrich is here, right?
No, it's behind me.
No. I don't think so, actually.
It's fine if I'm in 30, whatever. 10,
15, 20, 25. Yeah, I think he's just in, okay. Just in range.
So number 3 looks at you.
No worries. Yep. Sure.
Please. You don't want to do this. Put your weapons down. Wisdom save.
Ooh, terrible. 7.
You are charmed.
Fuck you in the face.
Don't you have a bardic inspiration that you could use for your saving throw?
I do. I rolled so shit, though.
Go ahead, try to fucking roll it. I don't
care. I just don't know if I rolled so bad because it's not borderline, and I...
Okay.
I don't think...
Borderline! Sorry.
I don't think his spell DC is going to be 13. I'm pretty sure it's higher. The best I can roll is a 6. Right? Because it's a D6.
It is a D6.
The highest I could do is a 6, which would bring me to 13. I'm going to guess his spell DC is higher.
That would be my guess, too.
So I don't want to burn it. I'd rather wait until my charm breaks, and then I'll use it on an attack to stick down his throat.
But you regard him as a friend now. You are charmed.
Somebody hit me! I can't.
So he just looks to you and goes, put down your weapons. You don't want to cause any problems here.
And now I'm charmed.
And now you're charmed.
And that was from 3.
Does he put down his weapons?
You're charmed.
Well, of course, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. And I unclip and drop my cudgel.
I'll wait.
You just tried to clutch your imaginary pearls.
I did.
I don't think I have anything to help me with that. I don't think I have any sort of advantage on it.
Wait, hold on. Oh, fascinating. Fascinating!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have anything.
All right, so that's that. And then the other ones lost their spell attacks, so that's not. So now, Ulrich, you are actually up. Don't cause problems here.
What would I do if I regard them as friends?
Is there a save?
At the end of my turn, I believe.
Oh, okay.
What was I thinking? And I'll start walking towards them as if they're old friends.
You walk toward them?
As if I'm their old friend.
Hey!
Yes.
That could be disarming.
20?
I'll take my full movement. Like, I'll walk up to the porch until they stop me. Because they're old friends. I'm going to hug them.
Okay.
The main guy goes, yes, of course, it was an understanding. Please, come. And he goes to open his arms to hug you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'll be my turn. Now can I make the save again?
I don't see it here. Can you read Charm Person, please?
Sure. Give me a second.
I know you have it, and I know you're fast at reading spells. Please read it. It says to me, if it fails the saving throw and it is charmed until the spell ends or until your companions do anything harmful to it.
Oh, yeah. There's no repeating the saving throw.
That's interesting.
The charmed creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance when the spell ends.
Which is an hour.
The creature knows it was charmed by you, but I swear there was something that if you took damage...
I have to take damage by the person who cast it or his companions. They're the ones who have to hurt me.
Oh, it seems like the DM read her spells.
All right, guys, you have to do this one without the cleric. Or kill the son of a bitch who casted it on me.
Hey, look, you did 21 out of you did 21 damage out of the gate.
His companions.
No.
Not mine. His companions.
Which number was the one that cast it?
You guys hurting me won't make a difference. The person who casted it or his allies have to hurt me.
You would only know that you would recognize the spell and you would recognize the fact that he was charmed.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Sorek, what'd you say?
I said you did 21 damage.
That is true.
Like out of the gate. So, I mean, like, you showed up at this combat.
That is true. I got you guys a head start. Remember me. Avenge me.
Avenge me. All right, that was your turn. Back up to Simon. Simon, what would you like to do?
Simon says,
I like to a firebolt.
Oh,
firebolt.
Three.
Number three? Mm-hmm. Sure.
20.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, tell me the damage.
Okay. Four.
On number three.
That's four less that they have.
Okay. Up next is Scarlet. What is your plan?
Oh, God. My plan went out the window now. So I still have Detect Thoughts up.
Okay.
Right? I don't need to cast that again. I don't think.
No, you don't.
Okay. So I am going to... How much longer do I still have in my form?
You're fine. Because I said 40 minutes, it would probably take another 5 to come here. You had about 15 when this started, and you're only maybe not even a minute into this.
Okay.
So you still have a good 15 minutes right now.
Okay. So I'm going to do a Detect Thoughts on number 2 again. So you have to do a Wisdom save.
Okay.
To probe deeper into his thoughts. At this point, he knows it's me.
19.
Fuck.
Do you get anything, like, still surface thoughts?
It's...
No?
I don't think so. Either way, the target knows that I've probed.
But you're still disguised, so at this point, they know someone's up to no good, but they don't know it was you. Any. Do you have anything else?
Wait. Would you consider my disguise a performance? DM, you're rolling.
Yes.
Okay. So what I would like to use, and you could roll on this, is I want to do enthralling performance.
Mm.
It's been up for, my guess is a minute, or it's coming close to a minute.
Okay.
And four creatures that watched and listened to me perform for 1 minute, each target makes a wisdom save, DC 14, and is charmed if it fails for 1 hour. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to take over his charm and make it mine. On all four of them.
But I'm not trying to be difficult with you.
No, I just don't know if it works.
So you're okay. So my only concern is that I don't think they've been watching you and listening to you for a minute.
Okay.
That's my only concern, is because you've been trying to be hidden and disguised and blend in. I don't think they've been actually paying attention to you in order to be charmed by you. I think that's my only concern here.
Okay, so with that ruling, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out my instrument.
Okay.
And I'm going to start a performance with, like,
getting,
stuff in the
getting
sky.
Getting attention.
Getting their attention.
Okay.
And that is what I'm going to start for my minute of turn.
So your turn is only 6 seconds.
Tissues?
10 rounds is a minute.
So I keep
them. Oh, God.
That's why I was saying I don't think they've actually been listening to you for a minute. That's the problem.
All right, well...
You can definitely start it. It's just, it's going to take a little while to kick in.
Yeah, 10 rounds.
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck this then. Dissonant Whispers on 2.
Okay.
So you have to... Wait, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. Never mind, I'm done. It's over. I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay.
All right, Adam, you should be about 15 feet away now.
50 feet. I'll rage.
You'll rage?
Right.
I love when he rages.
Run up. Smack him in the face with your knife.
Yeah, I run up to 2. Swing my,
Has an attack hit 2 yet?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
She hit 2, and then the blade exploded, so all of them have taken a little bit of damage.
Okay. Now, the reason I was asking, because he hit 2 with Guiding Bolt, so the next
attack had advantage.
Oh!
So I was. That's why I was saying
she should have had advantage, but she did hit.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. Never mind.
13.
13 to hit.
Yes.
Hits.
16.
16 damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. I got 10 plus 3, and since I'm raging, what is that? 2 that I
two.
Have?
3.
Okay.
So it's 15.
15, excuse me. All right.
Yeah. Very nice. That took a big chunk. So number 2 has now kind of like...
A little woozy?
A little woozy. Like you see when he takes the hit, he like stumbles and like kind of like reaches back to the door to like steady himself. That was like a hard hit.
Okay.
Okay, that was Adam. Lagatha, you are up.
Dash after... or dash, or you know,
run. You can make your movement.
Make movement,
but now just be careful here. So
I don't want to go too close to be at a disadvantage using ice knife. Or should I just stay there?
No, there's no disadvantage. Is only when you're like this close. How am I gonna target her with a distance spell when I'm like on her?
Right.
Right. And I'm up on her. So it's more, but like. This far away, it's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. The only thing that I want to warn you against is when the shard explodes, whether you hit or not, the shard explodes.
Yeah.
And you will hit Adam. If you target number 3, you will hit Adam.
That's
if you target number 2, you're going to hit Adam.
Right.
Target number 1, you'll
I'll
hit
understand.
Adam and Arg.
Oh. Target the wall, you hit Adam. Target the dais, you hit Adam.
You hit Adam, you hit Adam.
How about if she hits Adam, would it affect the other?
I'll hit him first, then it shatter to everybody.
He's raging, he'll be fine.
Honestly, yeah, exactly. If you want.
I'll do the ice knife again.
Ice knife again?
Yeah, okay. And I'll do number 2.
Hell yeah, you're doing ice knife again.
I would recommend doing...
Or
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's great.
And then you can hit number 3. You can hit 1, 2, 3, 2, and then you might get a little bit of Adam.
Go ahead. I'll still try to get number 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Target that deathsicle.
But you saw the explosion of the blade.
Okay. 21
to hit.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hits.
Death-sicle.
So roll me the damage of the blade. The icicle, actually.
Death-sicle.
4. And now the 2d6s, right? 8.
So Adam's going to take 4 because he's what's your quality?
Yes.
Death-sicle.
Alright, that was lag.
Have fun in
Zorik, you are up.
Awesome. We're going to do a bonus action Shield of Faith. Actually, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're just going to attack.
That's better.
11?
11 to hit?
To hit.
Miss.
Damn it. All right. Bonus action, Shield of Faith. So my AC goes up by 2.
A paladin. You could say that to a paladin.
Do you hear what she just said to you?
I did not, no.
You missed the hit, and she goes, oh, your faith wasn't strong enough.
He's a paladin!
I mean, you're not wrong.
Thank you.
So freaking me!
Oh, snap.
Get a little snap out of it.
Oh. You can say that my performance wasn't good when I rolled bad. It's just that it's story.
No, it's okay. I'll just, next time we take a long rest, I'll trance, and then I'll cut the strings on your lyre or something. It's fine. I'll get you back.
I have the flute, too. Bitch.
I mean, I'll just
play. Slow.
All right, anyway. So, I need from Adam, I need a wisdom save.
8.
So you are now paralyzed.
Oh.
They casted hold person on you. So you're kind of like mid rage and now you are. So number 3 is going to attempt to attack you again.
With?
Spell attack. Ooh, dirty 20 to hit you.
Wait, which one is attacking?
Number 3.
Okay, here we go.
Give me one sec. I have a couple of reactions here in regards to this.
Does it have anything to do with intelligence, wisdom?
Go ahead. I'm gonna do sentinel attack on top. So, when a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against a target other than you, you can use your reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the attacking creature.
Where are you? Oh, you're up there! I was like, where the hell are you?
I moved! But...
Okay.
But it's a reaction, so...
So what are you doing? So they're doing a spell attack on her.
Yep. So whatever happens there, I'm going to react to do a melee attack on him.
Okay, so you do your attack. You take 18 damage.
Oof.
Shit.
18?
Damn.
18.
Wow.
Jeez.
But what did I get hit with?
It's kind of like a weird spell effect. It's like a, it's kind of like a weird fireball. It's just called like arcane burst.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to know. Come on, man.
It's psychic damage.
That's it. That's what I wanted to know.
Oh.
My psychic.
It was on 20
really
and then
hurt.
Rolled over to 2. I literally saw it.
I was rolling the dice here. It was on 20 and then went 8.
Ouch.
So yes. So arcane burst and then the other one number one. Okay, so then the one number one, Adam, is going to actually reach out and grab your shoulder and do the same thing, the arcane burst.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. So now here's my question. You are paralyzed. I have advantage to hit you, is that right, Bip?
No.
This
paralyzed? Oh, if he's paralyzed, yes. Oh. Yeah, you have advantage to hit him. I thought you were talking when you said advantage to hit you. You meant me.
No. 14 didn't hit you.
That's what. That's my AC.
So I got him?
Meets beats.
Meets beats.
Yeah. Yep. Go away. Talk to Braz. Heef.
Okay.
14, you said?
14 subtract. Damage. Okay. So that's their turns. Up now is Ulrich. You are their best friend.
Da 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 da.
What would you do if you were their friend?
I don't know, because I'm their friend, too. Like, it doesn't switch my loyalty.
So what would Ulrich do if his friends were fighting? Come on, guys, get along.
Don't tell me how to play my character.
All right, listen.
Maybe how I show my friends I care is by kicking them in the balls.
So who are you going to kick in the balls? Lagavon?
Jeez.
Give him a Rochambeau.
I'm blowing him if I can go right in there.
No, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Adam.
Okay.
Adam, you heal 9.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm going to turn to the one that hit him and go, that wasn't very nice.
Okay.
You get him, my friend.
That's all.
That's all?
Much appreciated.
There's no reason.
They're paralyzed. Thank you.
There's no reason for violence. Oh. No, never mind. I called it already. Never mind.
Go ahead. You can.
No, honestly.
Lesser Restoration?
I don't think it works for parallel. Oh, it does. I already called it.
Let me tell you, babe. You are distracted because you're walking back and forth. I think Ulrich would not be distracted.
That is true.
Stop them.
All right, so I'll let you make the call then, Adam. You want me to heal you? You want the 9 hit points, or you want me to stop you being paralyzed?
Stop me being paralyzed.
All right, you still take the 9 back, take them away again, but you are no longer paralyzed.
But you're not paralyzed. You had to pick one.
Exactly.
Because I know that Vin is distracted, but I think Ulrich in the moment would be like, hey,
all right,
that's
so I will
fair.
Cast Lesser Restoration. You are no longer paralyzed. Thank and I will still say, hey, there's no reason for violence to the 3 on the bench.
Yeah.
We're all friends here. That's my turn. Somebody kill the one who casted this on me, please.
Been trying.
Kill him, kill him, kill him right now, kill him.
Simon, you are up.
Right.
What would you like to
do? Chill touch.
Is that distance?
I am further away. I mean, it doesn't say anything about 120 feet.
Okay.
So I like to move just a little further up.
You don't even need to.
You don't even need to.
No,
120
I don't
feet
need to.
The map.
Okay, then I'm that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to.
You can do that. Sure, pick one.
Who are you going to try to get?
Three.
Okay. Three is the one who cast it on R.
Okay.
What did he get?
23.
23 to hit. Excellent. All right. What's the damage?
Mm-hmm. 5.
5 necrotic DM, but the beautiful thing about Chill Touch is that person cannot regain hit points.
Oh.
Until Simon's next turn.
Okay.
Scarlet, you are up.
You know, but none of my cool shit worked. And it's very upsetting. You know what? Fuck it. Let's see what happens. Oh. Fuck. No. Okay.
Wow. That was a roller coaster.
That's my daily struggle. Cloud of Daggers.
Okay.
On number 3.
Okay.
It's in a 5...
Okay.
And I choose the point where it's centered on. I want to center it on his ass. A creature takes 44 slashing damage when it enters the spell for the first time or on a turn starts its turn there.
You got it.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. It is casted. On their turn, they will take.
Don't I have to, like, roll for it?
On their turn.
Wait.
You can roll it and then hold that number for me, but they're not going to take the damage until their turn.
Really?
I thought it was instantaneous. It's not.
When it starts its turn in the spot.
You fill the air with spinning daggers in a cube 5 feet on each side, centered on a point you choose within range. A creature takes 4d4 slashing damage when it enters the spell's area for the first time, or a turn, or starts its turn there. But it's like in it.
Yeah, it depends on how you define that for the first part. Some DMs. No, it's not a turn. It's when they enter the area for the first time. So
I thought it was like Spirit Guardians.
It is.
When they
but
start
some,
their turn.
That's part of it. But the first part is when they enter the area for the first time. So if the spell is created, they've entered the area at the first for the first time. Some DMs say, no, it has to be you like the other person physically going through it, like the target physically walking through it. But some DMs have also said that when it's created, that's when they're in the area for the first time.
Interesting.
So it depends on how you define that first part.
So like, okay, for instance, let's say they take the damage right now. Then on their turn, they take it again. They didn't have an opportunity to move.
Yes. That's again, it goes back to how you define that first part.
It's up to you as the DM to decide how that works.
Yes.
That's how you define.
I would say it's like Spirit Guardians. They take it on their turn.
Okay. Well, Cloud's Daggers is above his head. Okay. Bonus action. I am going to inspire Zorik with the information that I found out when I did my first Detect Thoughts. So you get a Bardic Inspiration because you're on three.
Awesome. That's a D6, right?
Yeah. Because I want to kill three.
Adam, you are up. Lagatha is up on deck.
Uh-huh. Alright, I guess I'm still raging. I'm going to,
If you're paralyzed, you'd have to rage again.
Oh.
Right? He didn't hit anybody.
But did his turn pass? Did he spend a turn being paralyzed?
Doesn't the rage end if you're paralyzed?
Not as long as you took your turn to attack someone. I don't think paralysis ends it. Unconsciousness, yes. If he was knocked out, absolutely. Not paralysis.
All right, you're still
as long as it turn. Didn't. As long as he didn't lose a turn. If he lost a turn, then yes.
No, he didn't lose a turn yet.
Then his rage would still be active.
Then you're raging him.
Okay, now you're still pissed off. Go.
14.
Okay, that hits. Who are you hitting? Number two?
Number two.
Okay.
Seven.
Number two. Seven. Damage. He is super staggering, but he is actually still up.
Mm. Number two.
Number two is still up just barely.
45.
What
you want to do?
You
throw
got them little legs.
I know.
You could hop, right?
Dash. Or do I have to dash twice and then hold position? I would have to dash twice, right?
You mean take your movement and then dash to get on top of them?
Yeah, so I could stab them.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm getting mad at them.
Yes, so as a bonus action, you can dash.
Alright,
so you can do 50 feet of movement and still take an action. But only one action, not a bonus action.
So I can get up there and stab.
Yep.
And that's what I wanted to know. So
that's your cunning action, that's in your features.
Okay, so
you
bold,
can take a bonus
here.
Action and dash.
So now I'm at number three.
So you can still take your action.
Thank you. Dagger 13.
To hit, yep.
Okay.
You're on number three.
Six damage.
So he's starting to look really rough, but he's still up.
I don't care. He's starting to look rough.
That was Lagatha. Zorik, you are up.
All right. Gonna try to hit number three.
Okay.
15 to hit.
Yep.
Awesome. And we're gonna throw a smite on top.
Okay. Okay. Which number is this again?
On three.
On three. Got it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, 4 slashing.
Okay.
10 radiant.
Ooh! Excellent! So right as you bring down your blade and you see the cut and you see they're okay, but then when you, like, bring that smite and this, like, almost like a boom into the blade and you feel that extra jolt, they just crumble.
3 is down?
3 is down.
Excellent. Which means you're better.
Your eyes clear up.
Oh, now I'm really angry. Oh, you're going to pay for that.
Okay. Now, that was Zorik. Now, the last two wizards are going. This one is going to reach out to Zorik. He's going to reach out to Zorik, and he's going to do his bow. 17?
No.
Shit.
No. I got shield up, so my AC right now is 20.
Damn you!
I mean, my normal AC is 18 anyway, but...
All right. But he's going to do the same thing, but he's going to do it on you.
Okay.
12.
Nope.
So aggravating.
Oh.
All right. That was the last two.
Lovely.
Ulrich, you are up.
Oh, I am up. I am so up. Toma.
Okay.
With the cudgel right in his fucking mouth. Using my inspiration.
Okay.
14.
To hit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Six damage, number two?
Yep. He crumples.
Nice.
Yay.
Bonus action, spiritual weapon on number one.
Okay.
Because I've had it with their bullshit. Dirty 20.
Yeah. Really?
Eight damage.
I put a dice
still
up there.
Up.
Thank you.
But it's not looking pretty.
Leave that one alive!
All right, now it's Simon.
I like to use my chromatic orb. I don't know if it's going to go in between them. Do I have to move?
You could move straight this way.
Okay.
So if you take your full movement and you walk down.
Okay, can you move me, please?
So just walk straight toward me.
To you?
To me. And then you should have a better view.
Okay.
Right?
I don't want to hit anybody.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So I'm going to use that one. 11.
To hit. Yes. All right, Scarlet, you're up.
I'm going to vicious mockery him.
Okay. It's safe for me.
Never mind. I take that back. I'm dissonant whispers.
Okay. It's safe for me.
No vicious mockery.
Wisdom save, please.
Ugh. 8.
Ah! Fuck you! Fuck you! So now, I call you bad names, and you have 7 damage!
Ooh, mama. We're getting there. Ooh, so close. Okay, Adam.
So close, only 100 more to go.
You rage him!
You rage him!
Bring it down!
Yeah, I'll bring it down.
What were you hemming and hawing about?
I don't know. I was going to probably leave him alone so
you can
his
tell,
character
we can
kill
you
him.
Ever say it, you can say, well, you can think to yourself, okay, we can heal it, but you can also say to me, non-lethal, meaning I will let you go down to 1 hit point.
Non-lethal.
Okay.
Well, I...
To hit? No, that hits.
That hits?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. 12. All right.
Oh, wow.
Naturally went down to one.
Wow!
Nice. Yes!
That's good, baby.
So, keeping in an initiative for the time being, Lagatha, you are up.
Right.
But
now,
there's technically nothing else to hit, right?
There's technically the nothing combat else to hit. But if you want, we can say we're out of combat for now. That you knew, okay... This guy is on one knee. He's done.
Right. DM, we can be out of combat, but you could still keep the initiative order if you wanted to just manage action economy. That's fine.
He's kind of like down to one knee, and he's clearly busted up. And he says, "You have no idea what you're doing."
I push him to the ground, and I'm gonna push the cudgel into his chest long ways, like to hold him to the ground. Ah. So, by all means, explain, what have we done?
This place produces crystals, gems, and gold. The men we represent, they'll be very upset when this dries up.
I shall
not hurt any of the people here. They work for us, we take our gold, and we leave.
They work for you in silence. Afraid to make a noise, afraid of you, and you don't think that's done irreparable harm?
We do what we have to do to keep them in line.
She, like, smacks him across. Scarlet, like, smacks him across the face.
That'll probably be enough to knock him out.
I'll wake him back up.
The smack? What the smack?
From a bullet?
Little!
From a bullet?
My strength is little!
Roll to hit.
10 medicine check. I wake him back up.
Okay, go ahead.
Where were we?
What are the what is everybody else doing as they're watching this?
So all of the stone people, because there's nobody else, so all of the stone people are like in shock, absolute shock. They back up and they kind of look like they're not speaking to each other, and they're just kind of like
they're just scared.
They don't know who you guys are either. They don't know that you're a savior. They just know you guys are fighting. They have no idea what you are.
I feel like we need to talk to them. I'll turn to them and I will say, be not afraid of us, for we have come on a mission of good. These people, and I use the term loosely, have withheld your freedom from you. They lied about being protectors, but there are many positive wonders beyond these walls that they have kept from you, and in doing so, may have also harmed you. We shall get to the bottom of this, for you are owed at least that much.
This the wizard on the ground.
No, I'll tell. Oh. I'm saying that.
Oh,
to the
no,
crowd.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
But the wizard on the ground hears you and he yells back, "They have a purpose with us. If you take that purpose away, they will crumble."
That is a foolish statement. For your purpose is determined by you and no one else.
That's a statement of a captor.
You have it mistaken. If we take away the purpose, you crumble. They will have a chance to live as free people.
Who do you work for?
I will never speak.
Oh, I assure you, you will. The only question will be how much pain you'll be in before you do.
Do I see anyone in the crowd injured? Or with scar, any sort of injury?
No. You don't, like people who were whipped or something like that?
Anything.
No.
Is the wizard human?
Yes.
I'm going to say that Scarlet takes out a dagger and just starts playing with the edge of it, sharpening it.
I'm going to hold out one of his hands, I'm going to stretch out one of his hands, and I'm going to make sure his thumb is, braced against the ground. And I'm going to hold my cudgel up like this. This is your first chance to tell us who's behind all of this. Silence?
Silence.
Bang! I'm breaking his thumb.
Another. He only had one hit point.
Okay, cure wounds.
Oh, that's...
He's awake with 6.
Okay.
There are 206 bones in the human body. That's one.
How do you know that?
Next chance. Who's behind this? I can do this all day.
I'm going to say it takes you a while. I won't make you play out the whole thing, but you essentially break both of his hands.
Sure. I'll break them finger by finger. No problem.
He continues to tell you, you have no idea what you're messing with. He's super aggressive toward it. Essentially, he gives you non-answers of I deliver the goods to a warehouse. I don't do anything about it. I get paid through a third party. It's the way that this world works. It's the way the world works, where I pass off the gold, I get paid, that money gets somewhere else, and that goes to somewhere else. Nobody really owns this land. I'm told to deliver, and I deliver.
Where's the eye?
What eye? He knows nothing about the eye.
Something is corrupting this land, and they are taking advantage of it. I don't necessarily think they're behind it.
Correct.
But they have certainly taken advantage of it, and the people here.
So we can make them suffer.
Oh, do whatever you want with that dagger. I won't stop you.
Fantastic. Are we done questioning?
Are we done questioning, DM, or do we sense there's more?
Where's the warehouse that he says that he delivers these goods to?
I can give you the name of the city, but it's the main city of this, of Cordova. Cordova is the continent. It's the main city there. I think it's something with a D, and now I forget. I have to look it up.
I will take out a parchment and say, describe the area to me, and I'll try to draw a map.
Okay. Let me get that to you later.
You got it.
But yeah, and I can give you a map of that. Essentially, he just describes a very non... He doesn't really know where the money goes to. He knows he's paid very well, and he's... Sorry to say it, it might sound cruel, but he's a slave owner. He's just told to deliver, so he delivers.
No, understood. I want to know where the warehouse is.
Yeah. I'll give you more information about it later.
Got it.
Yeah.
The eye is here, though. The eye is in the forest. I guess when we leave here, we're going to find that warehouse or wherever they were from and deal with this.
These people should leave.
The people who were trapped here?
Yes.
I agree. They're not native to this place, are they?
I don't believe they are. They were brought here for this job, correct?
When you are speaking and you're kind of trying to figure out what's going on, one or two of them kind of creep closer to you and try to listen to what you're saying. One of them will come over to you. You cannot discern age. You cannot really discern race or anything. They're just completely covered in stone. And they say, our people have always been here. We were never brought here. We were born with the skin of stone. And we are used to it. So we're the only ones who can go into the mines to collect the crystals. And he kind of points across the lake, which is a small lake, you saw. It's a small little body of water. And there looks to be essentially a plowed out way through the forest. But I mean plowed as in, like, worn. The stone has been worn down. And he points and he says, the crystals grow deep into the forest there. And because of our heritage, we're the only ones who can go and come back. So
we're the only ones who can do.
Well, people who weren't born here, when they go deep into the forest there, their bodies cannot handle it. And they slowly start to turn to stone. They last a day or more, depending upon how strong they are.
So you are more or less immune to its effects, but still bear the scars.
Yes.
How long have your people been here?
Forever, from what I understand.
Do you know, in your histories, if any of them, if any of your people had left this valley?
There are stories that when the stone came, that beasts made of stone came and rescued a few of us. But the soldiers who were fearful, they stayed behind. We are descended from the soldiers that stayed.
We have actually met your kin.
You have? Where are they?
They are some ways from here, but they are doing well. And they are the ones who told us about this valley.
It is nice to know that we have kin in the world.
You do. And you may go to them. We can show you where they are, if that is something you wish.
He looks very hesitant, very scared. And you hear, like, not murmuring, but kind of, like, shuffling. Because they're still silent. They're still not speaking. Mm-hmm. They carry that be silent kind of situation. So they're still kind of silent, but you see, like this. Like, oh, no, they want us to leave. Like, they're scared. Yeah.
Leaving can only be your choice. We will not force you. Unlike those in the red.
Okay. I understand what you say.
And you said the mine is in that direction. About how far can one venture in before they feel the effects?
It really depends on the person. So now this is DM talking. It depends on the person. You can go and you can probably go all the way up to the eye, but you will have some effects. So I will tell you point blank that I have a table, and I'm going to make you roll every once in a while. And the first few rolls are a few things. And then you're going to roll more and more and more. And then as closer you get, as time passes, it depends on how many saves you fail. But it's like 20 saves before you fail. Mm. So, but he will tell you, it depends on the person. A strong man like this will most likely not have effects for several days. Mm-hmm. But someone small, and he points to Lagatha, might feel the effect in a day.
We've come upon information that the reason for all of this has been a corruption of this land, and we are here to end that corruption.
Is there something that you could do to stop the corruption? I thought it was just the land and how the land has come to be.
That is not what we believe. And that's not the information the information that has come to us has shown us very differently.
Okay. Well, is there anything that I could do to help you?
Whatever information you have about from this mountain to the edge of your land, including the mines, any sort of maps or equipment or even helpful anecdotes will be of service in this endeavor.
He'll tell you a few things.
Okay.
So he'll explain that the passageway this way will lead you into the direction of the heart of the stone forest.
Okay. Sorry.
So this is for everybody if you guys want to...
I'm listening.
If you guys all want to take notes or if you guys want to... From here into the heart of the actual mine where they go mining for the crystals and for the gold, that area is pretty well traversed. But in order to get to probably where you need to be, you have to pass the opening to the mine. The land beyond that is dangerous. There are animals made of stone that will attack you easily. Once you pass that land, which is kind of like an average forest, but all stone, so you need to pack food. After that, you will find a staircase. The staircase is extremely deep. And as you climb the staircase, a lot of people say they get very dizzy. At the top of the staircase, there is a gorge with razor-sharp stones. It's almost like you can see ahead of you, but it's almost a labyrinth where you have to find safe passage through the sharp stones. After that, there's only very few who've come back from here, but there is a field of flowers, all made of crystals. From here, there are only rumors of what has laid beyond the field of flowers, and that there is a structure made entirely of stone with pictures on it.
What do the pictures look like?
He wouldn't know.
Very well. Thank you for your information.
Those, even the strongest and the bravest don't make it that far. And he will send a few of them away so that he's just standing with just you. And he will call forth a halfling. And he will say, tell them what you told me. And the halfling will say, several people came through several months ago. We told them similar stories. They went into the forest and they have not returned.
How long ago?
A few months ago.
A few months.
They've probably been turned to stone.
Mm. Yep. Mm. The ones we were thinking about before.
Yeah. Well, I'm up for a challenge. I mean, we know what we came here for. No one ever said it was going to be easy.
What do you think, Adam? You're still raging, I know.
He's still mad.
He's still mad?
I'm mad.
What do you think, Adam?
Cool.
So that's essentially what lies ahead of you to get to the next stone. So, what do you guys want to do?
Into the forest.
Right now?
We may need to... plan this. Because we need more food. We need to get a better timeline.
Yeah.
Because we do not want to run out of food.
Prepare.
Are we done with Fuckstick over here? Because I believe Scarlet's dagger hand is getting itchy.
We may want to do this out of sight of the people, for they have been put through enough.
Mm. All right. I'll drag him out of sight by his hair.
Caveman style.
Yep.
Right.
Does he have hair, DM?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I will take him by his hair and drag him out of sight. With Scarlet. And I will let Scarlet do the honors.
Okay, I take his tongue, I cut it out, I toss it off to the side, and I slash his throat.
Holy shit!
Ah, she's not playing.
I'm very happy you're on my side.
I'm impressed for a bard.
Do you do this very coldly?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's cool.
Alrighty.
Scarlet, do you need to talk about something?
No, why?
Cool.
DM, would you allow me to try something?
Sure.
Completely up to you. I'm not sure how you want to run this. But I'd like to try to see if I could use a lay on hands to help with the crystalline growths.
Okay.
So the way that it...
I was going to try a lesser restoration, too, just to see what happened.
Yeah, because I can... I can either cure a disease or neutralize a poison affecting a creature. So I know it's not a poison, but I don't know if it's a, if it would be considered a disease. A magical disease?
Magical disease.
I don't know if it would be... Oh, well, magical. I don't know if it would be something that you could cure. Because to me, it would be more of like it's in the bloodline. It's part of how they became evolved. They survived because they were made of stone.
Got it.
It is, they're essentially rock genasis at this point.
Well, we all have some sort of rations, but we should probably stock up on food, as Sorek said. Any chance we can trade with the people of this village?
Yeah, sure.
Or purchase supplies of some sort.
So, three of them go into the large hall that had the three tools on front of it, and they go and they get a chest, and they come out with the chest and they give it to you, and it's full of jewels.
Oh boy.
Well,
I would say there's six of you, 6,000 gold
each.
No,
or total
one.
Oh, still, it's still a lot. Holy shit. All right, everyone get 1,000 gold.
Really?
Yay.
Mm-hmm. And jewels, or jewels, whatever you want.
I'm just gonna put 1,000 gold. Purple. I'll take that, man.
And they were given to you as like a gift.
You have our thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
They seem very willing to put you up for the night, whatever you need.
They can show us where where they do like hunting and stuff like that, so we can get some.
Sure. Well, they have supplies of their own. They have like a farm. They have things set up. They have places. They don't really have a lot of animals. It's very vegetarian the way that he lives.
Very exciting.
So they don't have a lot of issues or difficulty with that kind of stuff. They're very willing to share all they have with you.
Mm. We'll rest here for the evening and start out tomorrow morning.
So you guys pass without any issue. The next morning, I want you all to roll me a constitution check. Save.
Constitution save, okay.
So we're assuming we're on a long rest.
Long rest, and then I want a con save.
Constitution save.
Saving throw, yeah.
Long rest.
21.
Constitution. 13. Okay. 14. Okay. 15. Okay. 14.
Okay.
19. Damn. Okay. You guys are starting off really strong. Nobody has any effects today.
Alright.
So you wake up without any...
We're feeling fine.
Without any effects that have happened to you for being so close to the stone and spending the whole night there. When you woke up, you were able to stave off any...
Excellent.